For avid kayakers, of which there are certainly plenty in Sitka, there's only one thing better than a misty morning paddle in Sitka Sound.
Ready, set!
A misty morning paddling competition.
Go! All right!
Saturday morning, 22 eager paddlers gathered at the UAS boat ramp to compete in the second annual Sitka Sound Ocean Adventure Race, a fundraiser for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Four paddlers competed in the 22.2-mile long course and 18 in the short course, which was 13.5 miles. Each had unique reasons for participating.
They don't know about it, but I am sponsored by AARP, Centrum Silver, Metamucil, and Depends. The Metamucil speaks for itself. As far as the Depends, that's just to save time.
69-year-old Bill Foster, who had American and Alaskan flags affixed to his boat, was the oldest competitor in the race, which gave him added inspiration.
So what is the significance to you of being the oldest person in the race?
Oh, I don't know. I have nothing to lose. At all.
A radio added a few pounds to Foster's boat, but he insisted it was necessary to keep up his morale.
I can paddle to that, I think.
Lon Garrison was also in high spirits.
My boss organizes the race, and so I figure if I want to stay in his good graces and maybe get a raise in the future, I better race. So,
Garrison and his partner Tim Fulton were the first two paddlers to cross the finish line, winning first place for a double kayak in the short course at 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 18 seconds. Garrison was glad to win, but even happier just to be done.
That was about all I had.
Rich Forrest and Bill Winslow, each in single kayaks, finished minutes later. Mark Gorman, who raced in a single scull, won first place in the long course at 3 hours, 49 minutes, and 48 seconds. Steve Reifenstuhl finished 20 minutes later in a single kayak. Although the morning's weather was typical, it declined as the morning wore on. Rich Forrest and Bill Winslow described their experience.
Pretty good weather. Got a little rough over by
Crow Pass. Got a little rough, a little challenging for sure.
It was rough enough out there to topple kayaker Charles Horan, who spent only a couple of minutes in the icy water before the 18-member search and rescue team plucked him to safety. Horan said he must have gotten too confident when he successfully averted the last few rolling waves. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Andy McDaniel.